We need to talk about this. Very important. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Chat. We need to talk about this. Because we've been propagandized. All of us. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Chat. Happy Sunday morning. Sometimes I do the Coffee Chat on Saturdays. Sometimes I do them on Sundays. Depends on what's happening. Second cup, I want to thank Maddie again. Remember, she sent me a cup, this beautiful same seafoam green, and it had a sunrise coming up. Here's the moon sort of signifying in interesting times. Thank you, Maddie, again. And I apologize, I accidentally referenced the pottery company on Etsy with the first cup, and that's not your company. So anyway, beautiful choices. Thank you, Maddie. Now we have the moon. There was a biblical passage that talked about the sun and the moon. And it's interesting timing because we have this solar eclipse coming and some rumors are creeping around. There was like one county somewhere, you know, and they are telling people to get food for a few days. And so, you know, the rumor continues. I'm not an expert in solar eclipses, but, you know, I watch, I think, you know, we've had these before. God's in charge, just gotta kind of roll with it. And if you're concerned, talk to people who are experts in that kind of science. And if you trust them, get some advice from them. Okay. I want to talk about this because we have all had this shoved in our faces for the last 4 years and all kinds of variations of it. Okay? Different color combinations. This blue ball looks really big and scary, and these protrusions. And now, everywhere some of you see a protrusion or a shape, a morphology of maybe a red blood cell or some other kind of bodily structure that's pointed, you go, oh, spike protein, oh, spike protein. We gotta stop, we gotta stop. Gotta stop. You gotta stop and think. Think about all the things I've taught you. Add in your common sense, your own logic. I know you got it, but you gotta bring it down. This depiction, of which you've seen many times and in varying colors and, you know, they shake it up a little bit, you know, is a freaking cartoon. It's a cartoon. Nobody's ever seen that. You think they've seen this? I don't care if you're, and they can't tell me, well, we saw something, and so then we did this cartoon. You know what the definition of a cartoon is? It's not even a facsimile. It's not even an accurate, and it's not meant to be, a real or accurate image of an image you're trying to talk about. It's fictitious. It's either a drawing or a digital drawing. It's an exaggeration. And I'm just sick and tired. Now that I'm waking, you know, we're all waking up, waking up, waking up, waking up, finding more and more truths. I'm sick of it. And to be honest with you, I'm disappointed in myself for not questioning those pictures earlier. And this is kind of all coming out of my discussion with Dr. Lee Merritt. You know, Dr. Merritt goes down a number of hallways. She's a, you know, military, former military, orthopedic surgeon. I mean, comes from a family of doctors, son is a surgeon, not a whack, But this whole discussion that we had in my recent interview with her, that is well over 120,000 views now, just sparked me uncovering the lie that nobody's ever demonstrated a spike. In spite, you know, nobody's ever demonstrated the SARS-CoV-2 virus, right? I talked about that in the last coffee chat. But yet, so many of you still go on and, God, I got sick last week and I took a PCR test and I'm positive for COVID. I don't know what it's gonna take to break this, to break you of it, for you to break yourselves of it. Do you realize what you're doing? Over and over and over again, you keep going back to where they want you. It's like you keep recontracting into the lie. That's what it is. You cannot help yourselves. You recontract into the lie. You sign up for it. You know it's wrong. You have to work really hard to get yourself out of it. And then you sign up for it again. Well, but I was really sick and I had a high fever. I know it was COVID. I know it wasn't just a normal flu. Oh, you do? What are you, a magician? What are you? You know, the world's greatest, you know, what are you? Got the crystal ball? Got x-ray vision? What are you, magic? You knew. Oh, I knew it was different. I never lost my sense of smell before with a common cold. Give me a break, please give me a break. Or you're never gonna get out of here. When I say here, I mean this dystopian nightmare of pandemic, of COVID, of vaccines, of PCR, all these pieces of the propaganda. And I told you a long time ago, you should pay attention to the frontline doctors who still talk about COVID like it was real, who call them vaccines, who talk about rates from PCR tests, who ignore those truths around those things. And this, my friends, is another example of the dupe, the lies. Look at this big scary thing. Ooh, with these things coming off of it. Ooh. No one's ever shown it. And then you look at a red blood cell that's probably thousands of times bigger than viral material. And I don't want to hear, oh, I'm so disappointed, Dr. Jane. You know, she believes in terrain theory. She believes in viral. Don't put words in my mouth. Don't put words in my mouth. I've said before, there are valid points on both sides of that argument. I'm not saying there are viruses, but there are virus behaving like materials and organisms and materials that can be synthetically created. And there are definitions. You know, because you got the two camps fighting and they want to pull and tug. Dr. Jane, well, I thought she was over here, but I think you're all choking on the red herrings. You're choking on the red herrings. Chasing after virus versus no virus. While your Congress sits with their butts at their thumbs up their butts, doing nothing. Your military is damaged beyond repair right now. Your borders are wide open. Your country's under invasion. But you want to be a big shot and go into Dr. Jane or somebody else's Rumble channel and go, oh, I'm disappointed. Oh, she's lost all credibility because she doesn't believe in virus or she doesn't believe in no virus. Get out. Get out of my world. You're not somebody I want to work with. You're not somebody who's getting it. Your monocle is too low. Your monocle is too low, too close, too myopic, right in front. You're not looking at what's happening behind you. You're going to pay a heavy price for that. These pictures of spike proteins, even these spectroscopy or these sort of like, when they try to when they try to snow you with what they tell you is a real picture, when you really look at it, nobody can explain what it is. Nobody's validated what you're looking at. When they go from the cartoon to say like a black and white, you know, like some kind of microscopy or spectroscopy picture. So good to hear a bird. So good to hear. You don't hear them as much. Nobody can prove it. That's when it hit me in that interview when I said, whoa. Are you saying there's no spike protein? And she said, nobody's proven it. And she's right. And in that moment, so many other, it was like a little bag of truths. And when she said that, it tore open the bag and a lot of little truths came out. Well, if that hasn't been shown, if the whole virus hasn't been shown, how can you show something that's even tinier that is supposedly part of the coronavirus? Right? And like she said, I can show you bacteria. I can get out a microscope, regular microscope, high school. $20 on Amazon, high school level microscope. And I can culture some stuff and I can grow or I can get some bacteria. Bacteria are, I don't know the exact number of how, proportion of how many times larger, but you can see a bacterium, single for bacteria, in a regular microscope with the naked eye. That's pretty big. You can't see viral material. And if you can't see viral material, whether it exists or not, I'm just taking you through the logical, common sense discussion of what the hell am I looking at? Looking at a psyop, a made-up picture. And there are thousands of these. Just like you were looking at a made-up picture of the red bubble map at Johns Hopkins, those bubbles got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger as this scary thing was taking over the world. Lie after lie after lie. We're done. We're done. Be done with the lies. It's a cartoon. It's a cartoon. And so all those little lies came out of her one truthful statement. I couldn't argue with it. You know, sometimes on social media when I'll say, you know, here's a statement, this is what I think I'm seeing and believing, prove me wrong. Almost all the time, the feeling and the intent behind that is, please, please, somebody prove me wrong. Please, anybody. I'd love to be wrong. I'd love to be proven wrong because that would bring new information in, that would change the course, it would get us, it would move us ahead, move the needle, but no one ever does. They go after my hair. Malone goes after my, you know, what he apparently perceives as my oversexed nature. Thank you. I'll take that compliment as an older woman. And then he disparages me for, you know, for, oh, she's just an old nurse. Okay. What are you? So, but the point is, they can't come after the facts that I bring. They can't come after the truth in medicine. You've never heard anybody say, well, you hear, you know, a couple of people, like some of the, we won't name any names, but, you know, that little drunk pathologist who likes to say, well, Jane's a whack job and there's no graphene and he yanks other people off of stages. Okay? But that's not really refuting. Refuting is bringing some information earnestly, not attacking someone, but bringing it earnestly and saying, you know, I don't think that's quite accurate, Dr. Jane, because here are these other things over here. Oh, okay, let me take a look at them. Oh, well, you know, I see your point here, but you have all those other things there. Now we've got to clarify that. And that's how it goes. And that's how you build the truthful information. But my point was, they cannot prove me wrong. Couldn't prove me wrong on the graphene oxide. Couldn't prove me wrong, even though some people, man, it was like their life depended on it. Makes you wonder why they're so like hopped up. Like, oh my God, she lied. There's no graphene. Dude, get a life. Just take the information, bring your information. Let's work it out. Never, never has happened. Instead, well, it's the makeup, it's the hair, it's the boobs, which, by the way, this is probably TMI. They're not even real. If you think they're sexy, good for you. 7 surgeries for breast cancer and 3 of them for breast reconstruction. 11 hours, the first major one, 5 hours the second. Taking my abdomen, 2 artery, an artery and a vein from each side. I'm not crying pity. I'm just saying, you want to come after my sexy boobs? Get real. Get real. Try 2 primary diagnoses of breast cancer and 7 surgeries. But it's always ad hominem. It's always the looks. It's always those misogynist attacks, even from other women, you know. But that should tell you, the reason I'm sharing all that with you is that should tell you they're not touching her facts. They're not touching her information. They're not destroying truth in medicine, are they? That should tell you something. And that should give you confidence. And when somebody does come along and legitimately refutes it, respect. Let's have a discussion. People want to know why I no longer associate with certain people. Took a big hit on the Karen Kingston thing. Well, I'm not going to say what I think, but I have no respect for her. I'm not sure she doesn't like me anymore either. But instead of coming to me after having a scientific friendship, a relationship of sorts, spoke together at many events, knew each other well enough to call and say, hey, let's talk about this. No. Goes on Stu Peters and joins in and Jane's shilling for Pfizer. No, and other disparaging remarks. What's that about? What's that about? Whose bidding are you doing? How about the science? Nope, let's go after her. Nope, she's this, she's that. No, you're out. I never trust anybody who does that. You're out. I don't care what kind of good information you come out with. You're out. Because that's bad. That's bad intent, malintent, when you go after somebody's person. Speaking of Malone, we are still awaiting the judge's decision. It does seem to be taking some time, but I'm sure he's making sure whatever decision he comes up with, that he's on solid ground of law and precedent. And maybe there are other issues, I don't know, but that's why he's the judge, he's the boss. So very grateful that he dismissed the case as it should have been. And now we can pray. I ask for your prayers that he hit Malone with the legal costs, because when you put people in that position, in fact, the judge said in his dismissal of the Washington Post $50 million fake lawsuit that Malone brought and got dismissed by the same judge, in that order, the judge said, I'm not going to demand legal fees be paid back to Washington Post. Judge, you should have done it. Because their wealth dwarfs yours. How do you know that? Well, did you look at financials? Whatever. He's lucky. He's lucky the judge let him off on that. But the judge said, in that same order, basically, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, if you continue to bring these cases, I am seriously going to consider these frivolous defamation cases. I'm seriously going to consider ordering you to pay the legal fees of these people. And that was like back in September. What did Malone do? Double down, asked for a new lawyer because his lawyer was off somewhere, I don't know, ill or something. And it's like, oh, you're going to pursue it? Okay, bear that in mind. So we'll see. We'll see what the judge does. But all of this is ad hominem. It's my point. It was designed to slow us down, to intimidate us. He wrote a tweet. What I'm saying is, when they don't come after the facts, when they don't come after the information, but they come after the person, big signal. Stop believing in cartoons. They're cartoons. They don't exist. They're scary images to have you go, I know, my friend. Glad you're there. Love hearing the birds. It's good to hear one loud one. I don't know where the rest of them are. But we've got some mixed guys today in Florida. I just want you to know something. I had a discussion with a guy who is former military, expert pilot, managed to make it through the COVID mandate BS in his airline, and had dinner with him the other night discussing the skies, the abnormal, whatever we want to call them. I saw this morning on social media, Naomi Wolf said, please stop calling them chemtrails. Okay, well, glad she's working on it. And, you know, maybe there is something to that. Maybe we shouldn't call them that. Maybe that's like the way vaccine kind of get, you know, people brush it off. If you call it the shots a vaccine, maybe there's something to her plea not to call them chemtrails. But again, and calling them that and getting into that argument, are there chemtrails? Are the airplanes? Could be similar to the argument I just made about don't get caught up in the virus versus no virus, because there's a whole lot of other stuff going on that you're missing that could harm you, the larger picture. So back to this discussion with the pilot, and then I'm going to wrap up. I asked him about it. He's flying all the time across the United States and beyond, whatever. And I don't know if he's got international or what, in addition to domestic. And he totally believes this is happening, but he reminded me of something really interesting. He said, you know, Dr. Jane, when you're up there flying, and you can think about this too as a passenger, it's so vast. And in order to cover the whole skies, they'd have to be back and forth, hundreds of thousands of planes. It just doesn't make sense. But what does make sense, he said, is could there be some dropping of, you know, metals and this and that? And yes, and I think there have been witnesses. But what he's saying is the volume it takes, you would see as all the pilots every day for all the different airlines, and the passengers would be seeing, God, I'm seeing two or three, and they've got their white trail. But we don't hear that really. So he's thinking that there aren't that many up there, but the way they're getting this so widespread is like frequency instruments from the ground that HAARP, I'm not a HAARP expert. I should try to find one. I'm trying to stay in my medical lane, but it's really difficult because we're getting hit from so many angles. But I thought it was fascinating because he said with those frequency instruments, depending on where you have them strategically, you can spread it out and you can cover more surface area. And I thought, yeah, that could make sense, right? And once you disperse them, these are not natural clouds, they're not natural, you know, formations, they're metallic, they might have other things in them that give them that ability to freaking hang. I mean, I gotta tell you guys, no way. Now, the other thought I had was, those who are in the cabal, like you've got, you know, the families of Bill Gates and Soros, I mean, extended family, Congress, who sit there with their thumb in their mouth and up their butts doing nothing because they're bought and paid for, they got to walk around outside too, right? So this is barium and aluminum and other toxic metals, and is it a long game? Because, I mean, if it's designed to, you know, cause cancers and respiratory illnesses and take us out, it's going to expose them too. Now, maybe, like somebody said recently, we're really witnessing the clash of the oligarchs, of the titans, and they're trying to kill each other off, like in The Godfather, you know, where they had heads of families But so you saw somebody in one of the heads of family get taken out or assassinated, and the rest of you're like, whoa. But yeah, they can take each other out. So anyway, I don't want to go off too much down that hall, but that's interesting stuff to think about, like the royals. I mean, is some one part of the cabal trying to take them out? A lot of problems over there. But all I can tell you is I put those pictures up yesterday, or maybe it was early this morning, of West Palm Beach around 5 o'clock. So bizarre. I know something's going on. It has to be. It has to be. And they're always those gray. It's one thing if it's cloudy all the time. I grew up in the Northeast, in upstate New York, where it's always gloomy. It's like Seattle, only the other side. Very gloomy, but it's a mixture of white clouds and, you know, and then it'll rain and they clear a little bit and then they come back. These are gray, they're dark, they hang, they dim out the sun. Anyway, so I thought that was interesting, that sort of dispersal, right? By frequency instruments at military bases or something, I don't know. Interesting speculation. Guys, have a great rest of your weekend. I hope you find the joy with your family and friends. Don't forget to catch the Dr. Jane Ruby Show Monday, Wednesday, and usually, Fridays on my Rumble channel, rumble.com/DrJaneRuby, and also Twitter and Telegram, really. And then, of course, for those of you who might have caught it, I got invited to host Alex Jones's Fourth Hour. And I got to tell you something. Some of you have to settle down. Oh, I don't like Alex. I don't like that. Do you want free speech or not? Whatever Alex wants to say, he can say. But when he invites other people, he doesn't tell. I've never been told what to say or what not to say or what to talk about or what not to talk about. Be grateful that all different people are on all different platforms. You can dislike him if you want. That's your prerogative. I respect that. But if you want to hear my voice and you want me to get my truth and medicine out to other people, be joyous when you see me on different platforms, even if you don't like their leader, okay? So keep that in mind, okay? Talk to you soon. Monday night is the after talk. After talk, right? Yeah, after talk. And we got Jonah Bolt coming up next week. He's going to talk about some additional health, natural health issues, and always a favorite on the show. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Hi everyone, Dr. Jane Ruby here with a quick message on how you should be protecting your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRAs. Did you know that you can protect them with physical gold and silver to avoid losing everything that you've built over your lifetime? Please call the experts at Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. At least talk to an expert, learn more about how you can protect what you've built up so that if things go crazy, as we know they will in this economy, you've got some of your investments protected with tangible physical gold and silver. Every bit as valuable as real estate, something you can touch. They can't turn off, you know, with a flick of a switch. Call the people at Augusta Precious Metals. They're wonderful. They will educate you on what this is all about and what you need to do. And they will also provide you with some warnings about how to protect yourself from other companies that may be spreading lies and scamming you. That's Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. Medical disclaimer. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show does not provide medical advice. The information, including but not limited to texts, graphics, images, and other material contained on this show, are for informational purposes only and does not establish any kind of patient-client relationship by your viewing or attempt to communicate with Dr. Jane Ruby. No material presented on the show is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have seen on the show. Thank you for watching.